these couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. And this week, we're going to talk about a bunch of movies that we haven't seen. I like to call it the preemptive suck rally.
Yes, we have not seen anything. And there's only one that actually gets a little bit of a bonus points because they had a screening for this, but I had a personal conflict. I couldn't go.
Right. So, as you know, the preemptive sub grade is a grade we give to a movie that is not screened for us, and the studios totally deserve it. We're also going to talk this week about transgressions, I suppose.
Yeah. There's a little bit of drama going on in the magical virtual studio in the sky.
I guess.
Yeah. There's a Neil had a boo boo.
I did not do he did anything not cover of the kind, his tracks. Of the sort. I did not do anything of the sort. But before we get into all that, here's how you can get a hold of us. Though, if you are a female, please do not get a hold of me, apparently. You can go over to fatguysinthemovies.com. You can go to iTunes, search Fat Guys in the Movies on iTunes. You can download us. You can subscribe to us, which I would encourage you to do. You can also review us, which we greatly appreciate. I'm going to be looking up reviews later in the show, see if we got any new ones. I'm just going to start reading.
Especially ones from hot chicks, right?
I will promise to read them in the third segment if people actually get out there and write them. So yes. You can also email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And you can give us a call, 614-388-8735. That is not my personal number, ladies.
It's 388-TREK.
388-TREK.
In honor of the fact that Paramount sent me a screener of Star Trek for my consideration.
They're so nice to you.
That's
awesome. I don't know why they're not nicer to me.
Oddly enough, they didn't send me a DVD to review.
But they sent you a screener.
They sent me the DVD. I mean, it's because it's out. Oh, they just didn't send me like the Blu-ray with, you know, the 18-disc Blu-ray with 47 commentaries on it or anything like that.
Oh, well, you know, you still got it for free, so stop complaining.
Exactly.
You can also get us on Twitter. I am twitter.com/rejects, and Kevin is twitter.com/KevinCarr with two R's.
Yes.
And that's how you can get a hold of it. You can also get us on Facebook. Just search Fat Guys the Movies at facebook.com.
Yeah.
And, so there you have it. Moving on to movies, I suppose, right?
Movies we have not seen. This is again, not through any fault of our own.
This week's show should be called Fat Guys Not Really at the Movies.
Well, you know, this Fat Guys Out of the Movies.
I saw a movie this week.
What'd you see?
I saw Fantastic Mr. Fox, and I enjoyed it again.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've seen it already. It's an awesome movie.
Cool.
But it's not opening this week. What's so weird about it is there's... You think, you know, December, you know, Christmas time, this is the big holiday movie season, mm-hmm. and, like, nothing has... Like, last week was sort of like a week. Mm-hmm. This week is... There's a reason they're not showing us any of these movies. Trust me.
Yeah, it's awards/dump-off season.
Yeah, this week, I would have expected this slate of movies to be in, like, January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's start with the first one, Armored. It's an armored truck hijacking with Matt Dillon and Lawrence Fishburne.
You passed your probation. You're a full-fledged guard.
Right. Die.
I was wondering if you could throw a few more shifts my way. Getting some real ugly letters from the banks.
I'm sorry, kid. Not enough to go around.
Don't worry about it. We're not going to let the bank take your house.
Body's splitting us up.
Tomorrow, we're going to be transporting $42 million. Think about it.
Think we might get Jack?
As a matter of fact, they do. We're going to take that money, Ty.
That's pretty much it, I guess.
Wow. This is... When I saw this movie trailer a couple months ago, I seriously was shocked that it was opening in December. It totally feels like a January movie.
Right.
This movie's going to make like $20. And if it would have dropped in January or February, it probably would have made more money. But it's just going to get run over by The Blind Side and New Moon.
Well, again. And the only reason to go see this movie is because the guy who directed it, Nimrod Antal.
Yeah.
Nimrod, to his friends.
okay.
Neil
to your friends?
He's directing Predators, the Robert Rodriguez... ghost-directed movie, Predators. Uh-huh. And so if you want to see what his directorial style is, or if he's a bad director or a good director, or if he'll be any good for Predators, then you can go see that. That's
what
about the only
done?
Reason I can think of.
Hasn't he done something else?
Yeah, he did something that I think I might have liked. Oh, yeah. Oh, Vacancy. He did Vacancy.
Okay, that's where I've heard his name.
And well, yeah, Control. That was pretty good. He also directed Control, which never was saw the that. Movie from the with the movie and the thing. I guess.
Sure. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Is yeah, this? He did am I wrong? Is this Armored? Is that? There's another like hijacking an armored truck movie coming out, isn't there? This isn't the only one.
I don't
one.
Think so.
Or there's another like sort of like a heist kind of movie coming out.
Well, there's one that
we know nothing about movies at all. At no, least for
well,
this
you week. Mean like soon, like in the next couple of weeks?
No, in the next couple of months, probably. Oh. Probably
no,
in the
there's
appropriate
a,
time.
F. Gary
frame.
Gray is working on a movie called Armored, which is about a guy who steals his armored truck driver who steals money from his armored truck company. That's going to star Eric Bana, but that's not even in production.
No, right? there's something else. There's another movie. I swear I saw this, but okay. I could be completely wrong. Who knows? Am I boring you?
Kind of.
I'm bored by this already. Why don't we move to the next
yeah.
movie?
Anyway, you know
this
what
gets
I learned?
A preemptive suck.
You know what I learned while we were playing that trailer?
What?
That there's a website where you can go and it'll tweet in Klingon.
Wow.
Tweetklingon.com.
Tweetinklingon.com. Tweetinklingon.com. That's almost as exciting as that movie we just talked about.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Like,
what's the next
no, no,
movie?
No, hold on. If you okay. were to say Armored sucks,
yeah,
it would be...
Would be like Armored Trucks?
No, in Klingon? Oh, never mind. Oh, why won't this do this for me? Gosh.
Jeez, you're just screwing
oh,
it up ar- now.
Oh, Armored... Gajmak. Armored Gajmak. That's awesome. How you say armored sucks in Klingon.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
We've spent way too much time on this.
Yeah. Moving on to Brothers, the Jim Sheridan directed remake. It is a film about two brothers that they didn't show us. Get ready for preemptive suck.
Sam's dead.
What happens when you think your husband is gone?
Uncle Tommy, wake up.
Our dad's dead. He knows. He's his brother.
I cut my throat to bring him back, Dad.
And you begin to put your life together again.
Hello?
But you were wrong about one thing.
I want to talk to my wife.
Daddy! Thanks for taking care of him. Did you sleep with her?
Anyway, this movie, as you can hear from the trailer, which you really can't tell, I guess, this movie is about a brother, two brothers, one of whom, I guess, dies in a war in Afghanistan. Yeah. Al-Qaeda gets him. And they're played by Tobey Maguire, Jake Gyllenhaal. Natalie Portman plays one of the wives. It's just about the wife dealing with the fact that, like, Tobey Maguire's character is gone.
I don't care. Is there any it's nudity like, in it with her?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not seeing it. Let me just tell you the story real quick because we only got about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
I emailed the publicist and I'm like, hey, are you going to show this? And she's like, yeah, it opens on Friday, but they're not showing it at all.
It opens so I'm on like, Friday.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow, is the Weinstein Company running this? No, it's Lionsgate.
Yeah.
So this is just has preemptive suck. I mean, they're not screening an award movie for critics. It has to suck.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Don't go see either of these movies, people.
Fair enough. When we come back, we're going to talk about two more movies that we have not yet seen. It's going to be Off the Hook.
Wow.
And we are back here on Fat Guys at the Movies.
Tweeting in Klingon.
We're tweeting in Klingon. I can't pronounce any of this thing, the Klingon things. I'm not good at it.
You're not good. Your tongue doesn't work that way.
Anyway, yeah, I guess I can't wrap my tongue around a Klingon.
Oh, that's just...
Moving on.
I now have just suddenly a bad taste in my mouth just thinking about that.
Next, we are talking about a movie that they actually did screen for critics, so we can't give it a preemptive suck. They screened it here as well as...
What's your excuse? I had like family members in the hospital. What was yours?
I don't know.
Yeah, I slept.
I had family members.
No, you didn't.
I just have family members.
You just have family members. They're not even in town.
In general. So anyway, this is a movie about a widower played by Robert De Niro, who takes an impromptu road trip in order to reconnect with his grown children, only to discover that his family members are living far from perfect lives.
I just totally stole that from IMDb.
They all canceled on me on the last minute, so now I'm going to surprise them.
I ran 1,000 miles of wire a week, nonstop. Well, all for my children. Million feet of wire to get them where they are today.
I can't believe it.
Surprise.
What are you doing here?
I came to spend some time with my son, the conductor.
Hi, Dad. You don't know how to use chopsticks.
You like making fun of me, don't you?
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah, I'm funny, huh?
Never said I was conducting, Dad.
But the drum? What happened? What are you hiding from me, you and the others?
I don't know what to say at home.
Fair enough. His children are played by Sam Rockwell and Drew Barrymore, and if I remember correctly, Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's in this movie.
Which, yeah, she's in this movie.
I don't know anything about it. That's the, I mean,
this is a recently released movie.
Yeah.
Melissa Leo's in it, I guess.
Oh, kind of, from Frozen River.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Anywho, it's getting some solid reviews. De Niro's getting some good buzz from it.
It's rocking like a 60-some percent on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah, it's really just one of those movies that I think my grandparents might go see and enjoy. But beyond that, no way.
Yeah, I like I said, I did not have it. I used up all my babysitting coupons, so I couldn't go to the press screening because my sister was in the hospital. So I couldn't. I just, you know, it was one of those things where like my family was busy with her, and I mean, gosh, such a selfish person,
right?
Going to the hospital. Seriously. When I needed to go see a movie.
God, when I needed to go see a mediocre awards season movie.
Well, like I totally had to throw down. That was the week I saw like Precious, and so I'm like, I have to see Precious because that's getting so much buzz.
Oh yeah.
So I had to get a break. I had to like sort of pull a babysitting card for that, and then and it was also New Moon, and I'm like, well, I have to see New Moon because I think they're so dreamy.
Because you're very Team Edward.
Let me ask a question. Why is it that all these women, and I'm not talking teenage girls, because yeah, the teenage girls are going up, but these women that are like people I went to high school with who are in their late 30s, you know, and they're like, oh, Taylor Lautner's hot and his bod is awesome.
I totally just lost you.
And well, no, but he's like 17. He was 16 when they made.
Who is 16?
Taylor Lautner. And all these women are going totally hot over him.
Oh, fair enough.
And he was 16 when he made this movie. Why are they allowed to drool over him? But if a guy sits there and makes some comment about Miley Cyrus, and like suddenly you're creepy, I think that the women are creepy too. Because Taylor Lautner is a teenager.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. You know, what are we even talking about?
It's not like it's not.
Oh,
like
Twilight. That's
Twilight,
right.
New Moon. Well, that's what I had. That's one of the movies I had to go see during the whole babysitting debacle.
Right. You know what? Back to Everything's Fine, or Everybody's Fine, or whatever this movie's called.
We don't even know what it's called. Sorry.
I really feel like this is one of the movies that like they will send as a screener to the film critics associations, because despite what many of our readers may think, we are real film critics.
What did
we are part?
Did somebody question that?
I'm sure there are some people that listen to our show and are like, these guys aren't real film critics.
Just fat guys who watch movies. That's all it is, man.
Anyway, so I'm sure we'll get a screener of that. We can talk about it later in the year.
Pretty much most critics are fat guys who watch movies, though.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen Roger Ebert.
Well, he's not fat anymore, is he?
He's kind of.
He got sick, didn't he?
Well, you can't blame that.
Well, I mean, it's not. Well, yeah. Well, but that's what caused him to not be fat. But boy, in his heyday, he was huge, and by huge, I mean fat.
Anyway,
he did not have a body like Taylor Lautner, even though he was old enough.
Not even when he was 16, I believe.
Yeah, you know. So that's the thing. So you know, I think, hey, fair game. So all you guys that are desperately searching for Miley Cyrus on the internet. You're totally justified now.
You're absolved by the Twilight phenomenon.
Because your wives and girlfriends are out there going, oh, Taylor Lautner.
Although, if your wife or girlfriend, as my girlfriend, is not into Twilight,
yes.
I don't think you can get away with it.
Well, I will give my wife credit. She's totally into Twilight, but she's not like...
She doesn't like drool over a 17-year-old's biceps.
She doesn't start panting and... Yeah, I mean, I've seen women act really kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But it was funny because there's a girl I know on Facebook. And she went, she's a woman. She went to high school with her. She's like 38, you know. And she, she had tweeted out like, "Oh, I went to see Twilight, and he looks so hot." And she's like, "Is that wrong?" And I commented. I go, "Well, he was 16 when he shot the movie." She's like, "Oh, well, he'll be 18 soon." I'm like, "He was still 16 when he did."
That's not cute. See, that's the problem. When women do it, it's like, "Oh, well, he'll be 18 soon. That's so cute." Yeah. And like, I'm so cute because I like younger men. And it's like, no, that's not cute. That's creepy. That's just like. That's exactly like a grown man being like, "Oh, Miley Cyrus, it's so hot."
Yeah, it's.
I'm sorry, men are pigs. I'm with you, yeah. But women are also pigs sometimes.
Women are total pigs, and they get away with it.
So there, yeah. Take that, ladies.
Yeah, and if you like Taylor Lautner's body, look at mine. I have ripples.
Right, and just go back to last year's Happy Thanksgiving.
I have bulges.
On filmschoolrejects.com.
That's right. Anyway,
yeah. Moving on to the next movie. The next movie is Transylvania. It is another fracking spoof.
Kill me now.
Why didn't this come out in Halloween?
Nothing could prepare my friends and I for our semester abroad in Transylvania.
It looks a little different in the brochure.
Hey, that vampire looks just like you.
What? Do fat and ugly guys have girlfriends like this?
They have no idea what they're in for.
Yes. I need a freak.
Ragusa, your computer boyfriend's here.
I need a...
And they're in way over their heads.
You know, I only heard about this movie when I think it was The Stepfather, that remake of The Stepfather. I had to go to the midnight screening because that was another one they didn't show us. But
it's this is,
it looks awful.
Just another like terrible spoof.
And it's like here's the thing. There were like good spoofs, like, you know, the Zucker, you know, these Zazz stuff, like Airplane and The Naked Gun and Top Secret, even like the first couple scary movies with Keenan Ivory Wayans, he does good spoofs. The Zazz brothers do spoofs, good spoofs,
right?
And then they had Friedberg and Seltzer came in to just awful spoofs. This one makes the Friedberg and Seltzer stuff look good. I mean, from the trailer, I don't even know what it's about.
And what's interesting, I think, is that it's trying to like it almost feels like it's just trying to spoof like Twilight and Monster Squad?
Yeah, maybe.
And be a National Lampoon's movie as well?
Is it really even a spoof? I guess it is, but...
It feels like the American Pie Presents version of a monster movie.
Yeah, it just looks awful. I mean, it's literally one of these movies that I am flummoxed. Yes, I actually use the word flummoxed. Mm-hmm. That it's getting a theatrical release.
Right. What these filmmakers need to realize is that just taking a hot chick... a nerd and a midget and putting them in the same scene together does not make it funny.
That's usually a recipe for a porno movie.
It's usually a recipe for something hilarious, only if it's scripted hilariously.
Hilariously.
But this is not scripted hilariously, and that's basically all it
there
is.
There was actually a discussion on Twitter not too long ago, and I think you were at ground zero on this, on whether you could trash a movie. Mm-hmm. Without actually having seen it.
Yeah.
This, even though, and you of course took the stance you shouldn't.
I always take the stance that you can't trash a movie without seeing it. So like this movie to me looks bad.
Yeah.
But I can't say that it is bad.
Okay.
Because I have not seen it. I can say that
preemptively
it gets
sucked.
Preemptive suck because them's the rules.
Yeah, they didn't screen it for us. And who is releasing it? Like Fred's Bank releasing?
Yeah, I don't know. Full Circle releasing.
Oh, that's sort of a name.
Which sounds like somewhere I used to shop back in
the day. Oh, that was Gold Circle. That was a quality Rinks merchandise place.
But anyway, we can give it a preemptive suck, which means something different than sucks.
Yeah, it's the preemptive suck again, because we've been questioned about this. Preemptive suck means it has to suck because they're not showing it to people. So they're hiding something.
It's just a logical conclusion.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that that's our final word.
We're not actually reviewing the film because we weren't allowed to. Right. So,
and we have to record our show before all these movies come out because.
And I'm not wasting $10.
That's just
film.
How it goes.
There's no way.
Yeah. So you know, this gets a preemptive suck. Doesn't mean it's going to be a bad movie. It just doesn't look like a good movie.
I would, if you were to take Vegas odds, I'm pretty sure that you could win saying it was a bad movie.
Yeah, that's right. True.
But you know, yeah, like I said.
Anyway, when we come back, we've got a very interesting Fat Guy 5 for you.
We'll give you a little more history.
We've got some box office chatter, and we're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We are rolling into our box office segment, and let's talk about what happened to the box office. I have to say, I was actually pretty stunned as what happened over Thanksgiving weekend.
Uh-huh.
Were you stunned? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Blind Side beating New Moon on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, it beat it on Thanksgiving Day, but it with less than $2 million.
Yeah.
Or no, less than $3 million, almost.
Almost beat it for Thanksgiving weekend, which I find very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, its 5-day wasn't as good, but yeah, for the weekend, for the Friday
but
through
man,
Saturday.
But man, that's Sandra Bullock. She is
well,
a draw.
You know what? She, or The Blind Side, actually, and this is relatively rare. I don't know if people know this. You know, our listeners probably do because they know box office trends. It's very rare for a movie to open on a weekend,
mm-hmm.
and then its next weekend actually do better.
Yeah, it went up 17%.
Yeah, occasionally it'll happen, like A Christmas Carol got a bump over the weekend, but that's just natural holiday things.
Right. Well, and I think with the Blind Side, it was just getting a lot of good buzz.
Yeah, and it was because it did like 30 some million its first weekend, 40 million its second weekend.
And you know what else? I think people just kind of accept that Twilight is what it is.
Yeah.
And it comes out, and there are some people that are just rabid followers that are going to go see it. And I don't think anyone else is going to be drawn into it at this point.
Well, and here's the thing, and I mentioned this last week. If it were a regular movie, they would have said it plummeted. They didn't say that because it still made $43 million
right.
over the weekend. But it had a 70% drop,
right.
which is a huge drop.
Yep.
But that's to be expected because it had such a huge weekend
mm-hmm.
Beforehand. And I even said this. I said it could drop 80-90% and still win the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
$42 million is great for an opening weekend, and it's a second weekend for Twilight. So, you know, hey, good job, guys.
Yeah. Hey, did even you also know that 2012, I was reading this statistic, it's made $138 million here domestically.
Oh, it's like 500 and some million.
$451 million internationally. It has made $591 million.
Yeah, it is a massive hit overseas. It's sort of like the third Ice Age movie did that too, where it did well. It was a big movie and it did well, but overseas it just completely creamed. It did awesome.
Yeah, it is the number four biggest movie of the year behind Transformers, which made $830 million, Ice Age 3, which made $878 million, $682 million overseas for Ice Age 3. And Harry Potter, which made $929 million.
Now, Harry Potter, I thought was a good movie, but the other three, I'm just kind of like this year is kind of like a meh
mm-hmm.
year where like the movies they're fun, but some the movies that are making the most money, in my opinion, for over the course of 2009,
are just not the best movies.
Well, yeah, I'm just like they're fun, they're okay, and they fit their audience.
Well, and I really feel like in the top 10, mm-hmm. there's maybe three good movies.
Yeah,
Up, The Hangover, and Star Trek.
Yeah, well, and it's sort of like what this summer when you had the opening weekends, Star Trek was way superior to Wolverine.
Right.
And it was way superior to Fast and Furious, which was just an okay movie, mm-hmm. but it did monster. It's been a weird year where these movies that are just sort of like okay, doing fantastic, and like really, really good quality movies, kind of struggling to really capture that audience.
So. Right.
You know, awesome movies like Old Dogs. No, Old Dogs came in at number 4. Ninja Assassin, you'll be happy to report, came in at number 6. Did not do very
That's
well.
That's right. $13 million. That's what it gets.
Yeah.
God, that movie was awful. Anyway, moving right along. What's up next? What are we doing next?
What's gonna win this weekend? I'm pretty sure it's going to be Twilight again. Or The Blind Side. You know, The Blind Side.
The Blind Side could very well sneak in there and... And
well, considering
it.
it's not dropping,
right? Well, and then you know, and anything else, I really feel like The Blind Side's kind of like the odds-on favorite to win the weekend because you have Brothers and Everybody's Fine. Neither one of those is going to make a ton of movies. They're only in like 2,000 theaters.
Yeah, they got a
so
relatively small
I really feel like The Blind Side and even Fantastic Mr. Fox, which I believe is opening even wider this week. Isn't it? I don't know. Maybe. But
well, it was already in 2,000 theaters and it didn't make, which is a shame. It really should have made more money.
Right. So, but you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if The Blind Side won this weekend.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I do think Twilight's going to fade fast. Now that, I mean, pretty much everyone's seen it, and but I think it's going to be a lot of repeat business. And yeah, you're right. I don't think Armored has a chance at all of winning anything.
Right.
Although you never know. You know, never underestimate, you know, crappy movies this year.
I guess.
I'm just assuming.
But Armored's only playing in 1,900 theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of small.
It's a really small release. No. So I wouldn't be surprised if Up in the Air, which is opening in 10 theaters, beats Armored. So it really just kind of comes down to then you have like next year or next week is, what's that movie next week? Invictus.
Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones, Invictus, The Princess and the Frog goes wide next week. So
yes,
you've got a couple movies that are going to knock everything out. And then of course on the 18th, you've got that James Cameron movie. Did you hear about the Morgans?
That tiny little independent film.
Yeah, Avatar. So that'll be nice.
Yes. Let's move on. What's the next?
Gosh, man, I am so out of it right now. Anyway, so we had a little story, I guess, to tell.
Yes, this leads into the Fat Guy 5. There was a little bit of drama.
Not really drama, whatever. All right, just needs to get over it. Anyway, so everybody knows about the reject HQ situation. We got myself and my lady here. And so today, she takes my car out. And I had emptied out the receipts out of my wallet because we just got back from our Thanksgiving trip. And in the receipts was a little slip that had a girl's name and a phone number and an email. So I get this text message like, hey.
And a condom and a big lipstick kiss on
it. Out of here. So I get this text message, who is this person? And I'm like, I have no idea. Google the person to find out that it's just someone that I had had met during Fantastic Fest that was like another professional in the industry.
A professional? She was a professional is what you're saying.
Someone who does video work. This is getting worse.
You're just digging all this. Sounds terrible. Look, can I add a little bit to this just for the readers to know? Apparently you were not feeling well.
Yeah.
During this time, and she was going out to get something for you, and she was bringing you back lunch. So she was like doing nice things for you.
Yeah, a Wendy's chicken sandwich, no less.
And finds this hooker's panties in your car or something like that.
Anyway, so it's a completely harmless situation. It was like somebody who like was like, oh, Film School Rejects, you guys like do video every once in a while. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, all right, here's my information if you ever need somebody to like do video, red carpet video for you. And I was
like
sure.
Why are you naked in this business card?
And I was like, sure. So, I mean, I had to Google the name because I didn't even remember it. Because I meet, you know, I meet
somebody
a lot of people.
Somebody was Googling something, yes.
So this week's Fat Guy 5 is based on this concept, I suppose. And for anybody who's really concerned, it's not a big deal. Like, it's... Wow.
Mom, the Fat Guy
Five
is...
Sorry, Mom. Like, my mom's going to be freaking out when she hears this segment.
To put this in movie mode, it's five actresses whose phone number your girlfriend shouldn't find. If you are lucky enough to get these ladies' phone numbers, hide them from your girlfriend because they're
don't
not something you want to be.
You
do not want your girlfriend to find them when she's bringing you home a spicy Wendy's chicken sandwich or something like that.
So number one is Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Which would...
Because that means... Yeah, you're going to have to visit a clinic.
Would inspire a visit to the clinic. Although Lindsay Lohan might be a little bit of fun. I don't know. If I was a single man.
Yeah, she's got fun bags. She's way too freckly for me.
Yeah. The Jessica Troika, the world famous Jessica Troika.
Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, and Jessica Simpson. I'm still hot for Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. So you wouldn't want any of their phone numbers. And I will say, I have... past girlfriends have caught me with Jessica Alba's number, so
really
that didn't work out so well.
By number, do you mean your court date number for your stalking restriction?
Next is somebody who you probably wouldn't find in my car because I'm not really that attracted. Person to be extremely attractive because she's got a butterface, dude. Let's admit it. Is Megan Fox, which would...
She's got a pock face. She's got, like, crap going on
in
her
which
cheeks.
Would, once again, require another visit to the clinic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Megan Fox looks hideous when she wakes up in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. She looks like she has to wear so much makeup. I don't even know why we're talking... This is so gossip. We are, like, this is the Perez Hilton hour here at Fat Guys the Movies. Next is one that I do find this one to be quite attractive. is Zoe Saldana, but only when she is a computer-generated Smurf cat person hybrid image in a James Cameron movie.
Well, so, or when she's in a Starfleet uniform or getting true. Out of a Starfleet uniform.
That's true. So I would actually be more worried if I were my significant other if instead of Zoe Saldana's number,
Neytiri,
the Na'vi, phone number. Because not only would I be calling other planets, which is wicked long distance.
Yeah, that would be expensive.
But I would also be trying to go after a girl with a tail.
Why not? You're such a racist.
Well,
you just said it. You don't like Zoe Saldana because of her color. That's just what you just said.
Because she's blue?
Yeah. Here's an interesting story about Zoe Saldana. I was writing a review for the Zorro TV show that came out on special edition DVD. And so I'm looking up Zorro. So I type Zorro into Google. And of course, Google has this tendency to like try and fill in the blanks when you start typing something. It's like, oh, do you mean this? And it gives a list. And one of them was Zoe Saldana. I got completely derailed from my Zorro review because I'm like, ooh, click, click, bing, pictures. And I was looking at pictures of her on the internet, so there you go.
You got caught looking at pictures of Zoe Saldana on the internet.
By nobody. I just told you about it. Fair enough. Caught.
And the last one, I'm going to let you do the last one.
This one is, yeah, if you find this lady's number, and if your girlfriend finds this lady's number in your car, you're really in trouble. Mario Lopez. Because while he may have a penis, he's pretty enough to be a lady. And yeah, if you got Mario Lopez's number.
We really just don't have any good material for this week.
No, we don't. I'm sorry.
My Mario honorable Lopez. Mention, though, I was on the plane coming back from Washington, D.C., where I spent Thanksgiving, and had watched Joss Whedon's Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Joss Whedon, Jesus Christ.
And it was, without a doubt, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I had not watched it until this
See,
week.
I hate Joss Whedon.
So I'm giving an honorable mention to Neil Patrick Harris. Because if my girlfriend is likely to find any man's phone number in my car, it would be NPH. Because I want to party with that guy.
Would it be on a trip to White Castle?
It doesn't matter where we're going. Maybe White Castle. Maybe escaping from Guantanamo.
You'd like a little piece of the Duke, wouldn't you?
NPH is awesome.
You'd like some MPH the Duke, on your
Doogie Howser. That's funny.
You'd like to rub some MPH on your hemorrhoids.
I'd like
you?
To find out how I met your mother.
I don't even know what that means.
Anyway, moving on. When we come back, we're going to wrap you up, and it's going to be glorious, and I won't have to talk anymore. And we are wrapping you up here on Fat Guys and Movies, and now that we have stormed through an episode that has really nothing to do about movies.
We can actually talk about movies.
I think the most interesting thing we've talked about so far is my odd love of Neil Patrick Harris, which is in the third segment, and
which is creepy to say the least.
And the fact that you can now tweet in Klingon.
Chuck Chuk. Car rock.
Whatever that
I
means.
Don't even know what that means. I probably just insulted some Klingon.
Yeah. Well, if there's any Klingons listening, which would be awesome, by the way.
Which could be possible.
So moving on, it's time for the world famous DVD roundup.
That was a okay. That was a Klingon whip.
So my pick, I only have one pick this week.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I have Terminator, not Terminator Salvation. Get that thing out of here. Night at the Museum, Battle for the Smithsonian, which I actually had a lot of fun seeing in IMAX, and you know that I would recommend people rent that, especially if you've got kids. It's kind of fun, historical. See some Abe Lincoln action. There's
it's got
also
a way hotter Amelia Earhart in it.
Oh yeah, Amy Adams.
Did you see they did a, like some premiere event with there where they have like Madame Tussauds did wax sculptures, but they all look like the real people.
They don't look like Amy Adams.
Yeah, Amy Adams as Amelia Earhart would have been so much cooler
than actually Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Looking like Hillary.
There was one other one. Oh, Paper Heart came out on DVD and Blu-ray this week, which thought was pretty okay. It's a Charlene Yee, who's the comedian that Michael Cera's girlfriend. So she's the little Asian girl. And she's very funny, and it's kind of her search for love. And I saw it at Sundance, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Aww.
So there. Sweet.
My turn?
Yes.
Well, let's get the... if you got kids, this is me doing my kids stuff. There's some Playhouse Disney titles out. Handy Manny, which stars Wilmer Valderrama. You know,
wow.
Yeah. There's a Handy Manny DVD and a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Christmas DVD out. So you can get those for your kids. And also for your kids, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is out on Blu-ray.
Oh, that's right. That is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie's only kid's movie.
Yeah, out on Blu-ray. So, yeah.
And it's only because the title of Snatch is inappropriate for children.
Exactly. Let's not be silly.
Otherwise, that movie would be perfect for kids.
I also want to just give a nod to Terminator Salvation, simply because there's a drinking game up in Film School Rejects. So
yeah, you know what? I've found that if you do the drinking game, the Terminator Salvation drinking game that we posted this week, you will actually potentially kind of enjoy the movie.
Yeah, you might, and you might be dead.
You also might be dead.
And,
but that's actually tantamount to the enjoyment of the film is you being dead.
Well, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. How did Sam Worthington get a career? He's like in three massive movies within a year.
And he's an awful
And he's not that good of an actor. And where did he come from? He came from like British theater or Australian theater or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the real picks for me are TV shows. You've got Mental Season 1, which isn't bad. It's about a guy, sort of like a... kind of like a zany guy running a psych ward at a hospital. It's not bad. It's an okay show. For all the medical shows out there, it's at least different. And then there's also Better Off Ted Season 1, which is a fantastic show. Do you watch Better Off Ted?
No, I don't.
Oh, it is. It's this quirky, like, half-hour dramedy about a guy who runs an R&D department at this place called Viridian Dynamics. Go to, like, YouTube and search Viridian Dynamics, and they have the silliest... sort of PSAs and advertisements for this thing out there, and they're hilarious because there's one whole one they'll like talk about different things, like about cloning, and they're these very sort of canned looking PSAs with these really askew messages to them. It's very funny and it's very quirky. So yeah, this one's probably it's one of the best new shows from this past year, so check that one out. Yeah,
I'll have to check it out at some point. What else you got?
Oh, The Stinker. Let's talk The Stinker.
Nice.
It's The Frog Prince, which is some crappy knockoff of... And what they did is some animation company did a version of The Frog Prince with a black girl in it. And they like put it on the cover so it looks like The Frog Princess. And they're releasing it. I mean, seriously, are we going to get fooled by that? Like, look, a black girl on a cartoon. It must be The Frog Princess.
Dear God.
It's The Frog Prince. Oh, The Princess and the Frog is what it's trying to be. That's the Disney movie.
Yeah.
I got that.
Lay sigh.
You know what, though? Speaking of The Princess and the Frog, Disney sent me a cookbook with all these kids' recipes in it, which are actually kind of cool. They're like Louisiana recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So
Cajun recipes?
Well, there's Cajun. They like gumbo and...
Deep South. Fried alligator.
Well, there's no fried alligator. But
shrimping.
You know, yeah. Shrimp. They have gumbo. And po' boys.
Shrimp
po' boy sandwich.
Gumbo, shrimp salad.
Shrimp paste.
Yep.
Shrimp chicken.
Shrimp
ice cream.
Time to wrap up our reviews.
Shrimp
this
pudding.
This is kind of an easy one. Movies came out this week are Armored, Brothers, Everybody's Fine, and Transylvania, all of which, except for Everybody's Fine, get a preemptive suck. Everybody's Fine just gets kind of the clean pass.
Yeah. Go check
we both
it out.
Missed it for various reasons. Probably worth checking out, I suppose.
But not the
that would be the only one we'd even feel remotely comfortable recommending to you. Next week we've got, speaking of, The Princess and the Frog. We've got The Lovely Bones.
Shrimp
and I'm sure we'll kind of sprinkle in
Invictus too.
Invictus, a couple other movies, you know, coming out in limited release. We might talk about. I don't know. We'll see. We usually don't even plan this show until about 2 minutes before we do it. So.
Yeah. We are awesome that way.
That we don't even need notes. So moving on to how you can get a hold of us, fatguysinthemovies.com. You can email us, fatguysfilmschoolrejects.com. Be sure to get over on iTunes and review us. We don't have any new ones this week, but if you put one in there in between now and next week, I will read it on the air. I promise you.
Yes.
And with that, we send you off into the great beyond. Have a wonderful week.
Go kiss your girlfriend.